Folks, if you've just joined us, you're watching Consider This. I'm Alyssa Idris, with me, Sharad Kutan. Now, due to the MCO, video conferencing services have been widely adopted by Malaysians for everything from cabinet meetings to working from home to yoga classes. However, today, the National Security Council, in a letter addressed to top civil servants, had warned that hackers could be listening to their video conferencing conversations. Now, this is after the National Cybersecurity Agency had detected various forms of cyber attacks during the MCO. Joining us on the line now to discuss further the concerns surrounding cybersecurity is Razwan Mokhtar, a cybersecurity consultant. Razwan, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Now, there are all these concerns about cybersecurity floating around being voiced. Now, how should people make sense of these concerns that are currently being voiced around compromised cybersecurity?
Thank you very much for having me. Yes, Raj, we notice a lot of incidents or threats happening around the world, right? So this is including with the video streaming. So it's not including a video streaming, it's also including with another application as well. So based on our observation, right, we receive a lot of streaming application also still vulnerable and doesn't meet the standard. So we as a user have to play a part to be careful and to wisely to choose the correct application.
So, Razwan, if I could just kind of add to that, there was, because, one of the newest applications, it's been around for a few years now, but it really took off in a big way. It went from like 10 million users to 200 million users, says its developer, and that's Zoom. So Zoom has become popular. I've taken it up because people have asked me to. But what we've understood from the developers themselves is that because of the surge in demand, they've not been able to meet their own standards in terms of cybersecurity and so on and so forth. I mean, how do we, and if companies themselves admit this, then what do we do? I mean, should we go back to the tried and tested? Should we avoid new applications? What's your advice?
Okay, the service can't be avoided anymore. We don't have a choice, right? So we need to communicate with each other from our house. So the best way is to actually to understand and to subscribe whatever application that you're going to use and understand how the way they are developing. I mean, follow their blog, understand it, and start to use it with more careful. That would be my advice because there are a lot of options out there, right? So which one is the best? Even the best also still get hacked. So make sure that you have everything updated. You follow what advice that's been provided by CSM, and make sure that you do not simply click around with all these COVID-19 campaigns.
Okay, Razwan, you know, I think of a typical user of technology. I never read the fine print. South Park has warned me about the dangers of not reading the fine print when it comes to technology. But you've asked us to have a level of involvement in our take-up of technology that I think is not really matched to the average person. What could we, I mean, are you saying that we just have to be more responsible when we choose the technology or platform that we want to use?
Yes, of course. Of course we need to be more careful. We need to understand it and careful and take our time. Because everything is hyper-connected now, right? So we have so many options out there. Even the younger generation has all these TikTok, Vigo Live. Everything is available for them. So they can switch in any application within a few seconds, right? So, of course, when the option is a lot available out there, we need to be more careful. We need to understand what we're doing. We need to understand our circle. So whoever that suggests such application, we need to read it by our own. We need to validate it. We cannot only hear it. Yeah.
Well, Razwan, many of us are not as tech savvy as we'd like to be. And what's happened is in this past couple of days, is there's been a rise in rumors and speculation and misinformation. I'd like you to address some of them. There have been some discussion about, dubious financial transactions, banking, online banking transactions linked to the use of live conferencing apps. Could you help address those rumors for us?
So apparently that news has been verified by the owner of the business. So I can't go further with it. But however, remember this, okay? So there's two sides. There's one side from the owner of the server or the application, right? And one side is our side. So as the owner of the device, we need to be more vigilant. We need to be more responsible by make sure that we have the updated version. To those that use the pirate operating system, right? It's not something new. Like if you see using Windows 7, so it's a time for you to start to change it and update it to the correct version, or at least be able at the standard. So anything happen, the support center be able to help you guys. If you're running a pirate computer, if you're running old versions, we can't help you guys anymore. So it is important for you guys to look into this.
Okay. All right. I also want to address the fact that, after the MCO and, in a time of COVID-19, we will be living differently. We will be working differently. We will be, a lot more dependency on online transactions, buying things online, having them delivered to the house without actually leaving the comforts of our own home. So is the Malaysian cybersecurity infrastructure built to sustain this? Can we have trust in the system that our data, that we will be protected as consumers?
Okay, so I'm a cybersecurity consultant, so when I talk about are we ready to have this? In terms of the security, we over here are working really hard to ensure that we have to make sure everyone follow the standard, also to secure that or give a latest advice. But then, if we're talking about the whole infrastructure in terms of moving forward to digital, I think we also ready, whereby we can see, even now, we can see the stability within the connection, even the e-commerce working very well. I can order my food, I can order my computer chipset yesterday. So, yeah, I think it is reaching the way we use internet or technology.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight, Razwan. Appreciate your time and your insults. Now, we're going to take a quick break, but after this, we're going to do a comparison of the stimulus measures of Malaysia compared to Singapore and the UK. So stay tuned to consider this.